Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast.
That was aggressive.
It was aggressive, yes. And we're also your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Less aggressive sounding than you.
I'm fired up because I was just watching hockey.
Yeah. So, yeah. You sounded very announcery there, actually. how's it going?
It's going pretty good, actually.
Your team won tonight.
We're past spooky season, which is sad.
It is sad.
We're into festive season.
Ho, ho, ho. It's true.
So, that's fine.
Yeah, I like festive. For me, festive season is slightly above spooky season. I think it's the opposite for you.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we both like both.
I do still like festive season, but no, spooky season's way better. I'm still probably going to watch a horror movie tonight. I don't know.
And you know what the best horror movie of all is? You think it's horrible how many wreaths there are in this house.
That is pretty horrifying. Yes, you've already been decorating for Christmas.
Yeah, that's my nerd thing this week.
Oh, okay. Well, let's get into that.
Okay.
Nerd thing.
I decorated for Christmas. Well, I am decorating for Christmas. I'm not quite done.
Not quite done, but yeah, Christmas threw up all over our living room. For sure.
This is the earliest I've ever decorated. Normally, I will just after Remembrance Day, so November 11th. So we are going to be gone.
Yeah, we're going to a... this is a travel podcast,
yeah.
And we're doing some big travel.
Yeah.
We're going to go check out a travel hotspot of Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're going to Whistler.
Yeah, yeah. So Whistler, I'm really excited because I saw a lot of clips and stuff about Whistler during the Vancouver Olympics, because Whistler was one of the sites. So we're going to...
We'll see Olympic Plaza,
yeah,
and
yeah.
There's a wine festival on,
yeah.
And there's gonna be snow, and
yeah, you've been and I haven't, and you thought I'd like it, and it's not quite ski season, so we were able to sneak in a little.
Ski Hill's not open yet, so it's a little cheaper. Not cheap, but
no.
Cheaper.
And I've got a couple days or a long weekend, so we're gonna head there. So anyway, I'm not gonna be able to decorate when I normally do, so I figured I'll have it all up and ready to go, and when we come back I'll flip the lights on and it'll be festive everywhere.
Festive everywhere.
What's your nerd
thing? What's this?
Ooh, nice. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
What's your nerd thing?
Oh, goodness me. I am not sure.
Hockey cards? Is that your nerd thing?
Well, no, it's not.
Horror movie? I'm trying to think of all the nerd things you've talked about recently.
You're springing this on me. It's all your fault.
Springing on you the same thing we've done for 108 episodes.
Okay. Guess what my nerd thing is.
I already guessed hockey cards. You said no.
No, it's not hockey cards.
Okay, what is it?
So, we are going to Disneyland.
Yes.
For the holiday season.
Yeah.
For festive season.
Yeah.
I have been wearing my new shoes for Disneyland around the house.
You are wearing them right now.
I'm wearing them right now. I'm showing you them.
Yes, I
know. That's pretty nerdy.
That is pretty
I'm
nerdy.
Breaking in shoes for Disneyland as we speak. That's
that is
nerdy.
Pretty nerdy.
Yeah,
that's pretty nerdy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I like that nerd thing because it means we're going Disney.
Yay!
Also, in my unpacking for Christmas, I found your ridiculous quantity of Christmas sweaters. You have a lot of Disney ones.
You're taking away future nerd things from me.
I will stop talking. What are you drinking, Brandon, on a different note?
Well, I have a brand new local beer.
Oh.
Just released recently because this is the first day I've heard about it.
Yep.
And got a growler of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's a pub ale. A Trading Post pub ale, they call it.
Mm.
And it tastes like awesome.
I'm
you
not
don't,
a fan.
You don't like it.
It's too beery.
I like beer, so that's good.
What
about you?
Drinking it's called Jammin' Berry Vanilla Sour. And it is, I don't know which brewery it's from, but it's Western Canada, I mean, but it is Alberta.
You're having troubles.
What? I don't see what it says. It says Western Canada.
Proudly brewed
and
in Alberta.
I don't know. But anyway, it's good. I like it.
It's sour, though.
It's like raspberry and vanilla and sour.
I don't do the sours.
Yeah, it's
so
really good.
You can have the sours, I'll have the beer, and that'll be fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Andor most recent episode. Brandon, what did you think?
Oh, you're jumping right into that. Okay.
Yes.
Andor's really good. we're not doing spoilers, but can I talk about the actor that appears?
I think so, because okay. I think if you watch like a teaser or something yeah, like that,
he's in the teasers. Andy Serkis gets to be like a real life human.
Yeah,
and
like oh yeah, him.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's so good. Hey,
and
yeah. I mean everyone, all the acting in this show is insane. But yeah, Andy Serkis is like, yep.
He yeah no the this show is heavy, and awesome, and adult.
Yep,
and Star Wars.
Yeah, adult, not like vulgarity or anything like that. No, just like
just
the tone.
Heavy, yeah.
Yeah, heavy. It's heavy. Yeah. Yeah, spoiler free. Okay, that's it. I'm not saying anything else.
nothing to say, but like just watch it. Like
yeah.
So I have heard that Andor was like less popular than most of the other Star Wars shows that have been on Disney Plus at first.
Okay.
And now it is gaining traction because of the quality. It is very good. And
it's so good. And I've only heard good things.
The cinematography in it.
It's insane.
Is unreal. Like the stuff on Coruscant mm-hmm. is
so good.
It's basically like ASMR but for cinematography.
Oh, so good. Yeah, it's so good. Okay, let's head to the news.
Okay.
Disney A news update.
News.
I just saw a news item that okay. I want to tell you about. Okay.
Yeah, well, this is news to me.
Okay. Okay. So you threw me off with that response.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
Okay. No, I'm not.
No, I know. So. Christmas, like, spooky season is done at Disneyland. Christmas is, like, the holiday season's, like, knocking on the door.
November 11th it starts, but it's basically kind of already started.
Yeah, in fact, the tree is up at DCA. Not in Disneyland as of recording this, but so this episode comes out on Monday. Friday, everything officially starts, except I think, no, the fireworks do start on the 11th as well. What is the... Is there World of Color?
Phantasmic playing every day starts right, on the 21st or something like that. Yeah.
The 18th.
18th, okay.
Well, I also don't forget Life Day is right around the corner.
I mean, that is the most important holiday of the year.
So Life Day merch exists in Galaxy's Edge.
As it should.
Yep. I'm a particular fan of the hat with the Chewie family.
That's pretty awesome. Do they have Grandpa Chewie's VR helmet?
No, they seem to be missing that.
That's a shame.
So we see lots of the merch and stuff that's out, but I don't, and we're talking about like a lot of the different events and things. Part of the events is the marketplace, for the Festival of the Holidays, the booths that are going to be up for Sip and Savor.
Yeah, so the Festival of Holiday, there's a mini food festival.
Right. Well,
that we're going to check out.
We are. I'm so excited. You might want to check this out, though, because for the very first time, a fictional country will be represented during the Festival of Holidays.
Is it Wakanda?
It is Wakanda. The flavors of Wakanda is coming to the marketplace. Yes.
Oh, that's...
I, like, just found this out as we're recording.
We are going to be there when they're full-on
yep.
full-on celebrating Wakanda Forever. And
oh, yeah. It's so exciting.
I'm looking forward to just Black Panther stuff everywhere.
Yeah, man. It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
So good. Yeah. So, and that's, I literally just saw that now. So, I thought I would let you know.
A full booth, like, full food. Booth.
It is the flavors of Wakanda.
That is very exciting.
So, now I really want to see the menus.
Yeah.
So, we're recording this on Saturday, so it's the 5th. And as of right now, the booth's menus are not out yet.
No, they are
so
not.
So, we are checking and rechecking and rechecking. But now I'm very intrigued by the Wakanda
one. We're getting at least one Sip and Savor pass.
At least one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of reservations.
We do.
Yeah, other than that, the news is that, you know, Halloween is on its way out and our holidays are on its way in. Also, everything is really amping up. That ties to the other one because Black Panther is going to be coming out quite soon. So
yeah, that's the next big Disney release.
Which is, of course, ending up Phase 4.
Tar.
Well, yes, that's true. Yep.
But that won't be in the California parks because Pandora's out on the East
Pandora's
Coast,
so. Out in, yep. Yeah, so any other news that you have personally or Disney-ful?
I could probably dig into some rumors, but I don't have them in front of me.
Yeah,
so,
no, that's okay. I figured we have a seasonal shift right here, and there'll be tons of news coming out. Probably our next episode, actually, let's just say now we are skipping news.
Yeah, we're going to do kind of an evergreen episode because we're going on holiday, like I said. To Whistler. So
yeah, so we're not going to have updated news then, but after that, we'll be able to give you a complete rundown of like the holiday stuff.
And we'll probably be pretty excited about it because we're going to experience
it. Yeah, I'm so excited. Okay, so let's head to the main topic, shall we? At the park.
Main topic.
I was totally just starting to say that same way.
Oh. But
To be fair, yours would probably sound a lot deeper than mine.
I would hope so.
Main topic.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So, we are talking.
We are, yes. That's how podcasts work. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes, okay.
This week, we're talking about some of the special dining packages that you can do at Disneyland. So we've mentioned before that people have asked us for like information, like friends and family and stuff like that, information about planning a trip to Disney. And we are currently planning our trip to Disneyland.
Well, sure are.
You basically plan most of it already. But
well, yes, our trip is planned. Our reservations are booked.
They are.
But this episode is going to be specifically about like special packages that you can book.
Exactly. So we're not talking about like, because there's like a dining plan for Disney World. We're not talking about that.
They don't have that in Disneyland.
No, we're just talking about if you want a dining package like for the special event, or not really special event, but for the special attraction kind
there,
of
there's
things.
Nighttime spectaculars in Disneyland, in both the Disneyland park itself and DCA.
Yeah, and so we're just going to kind of give you a rundown of what those entail.
And what we booked and recommend, and just kind of talk about it.
Right. So first of all, let's get out of the way. There's a Plaza Inn Parade Viewing Dinner Package. That is not going to be happening, as far as we know, while we are there.
No.
There's been no word about it being available for the holiday parade. There was available for the Halloween one, and I believe there was one for Main Street Electrical Parade. But yeah, and it was like a Plaza Inn meal deal. They had like an adults and a children's one. And you got to sit and watch the parade. And that is basically it. In the past, they have done a New Year's one.
Did you get fried chicken?
I believe there was like a couple options for you to order from. But fried chicken better have been one of them. All right.
Yeah. If you're going to Plaza Inn, you want the fried chicken. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
We just watched a video of one of our favorite YouTubers, is Ordinary Adventures. And they tried the best fried chicken. They did Universal, Knott's, and Disneyland.
Comparing all theme park fried chickens to each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, Universal was better than I was expecting.
Me too. It was still the bottom of the three, I would say. But, like, far superior to what I expected. And then there was some debate whether it was Knott's or Disneyland. I think it's Knott's.
it's Knott's. I'm sorry.
But
I'm sorry.
The thing is, this is on a tangent now. We are also going to be eating at Knott's when we are there. So we had fried chicken before. We're going to have it again. But when you do it there, you can do like, it's like a whole dinner and everything. So
they have boysenberry pie, okay?
Yeah, it was funny. Hands down. Right?
I could just eat a whole boysenberry pie and that would be the best chicken dinner I ever had.
Fair enough. Okay, so anyway, I thought that was funny. But yeah, so they did have Plaza Inn dining packages. Since that's not going on while we're there.
No Plaza Inn.
No, we're not talking Plaza Inn right now.
I channeled my inner Edna Mode for that.
Oh.
No Plaza Inn.
No capes.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Because that is done. And like Edna Mode would say, you never look back, darling. It distracts from the now.
Very good. Very good.
I love Edna.
She's awesome.
You're so good. Okay, so instead, let's jump over to DCA and talk about that one first.
Yes.
Because there's one option with that one. And that is the World of Color Dessert Party. And this is, shockingly, a dessert party for World of Color. This is not, like, very particularly difficult. It's not a full dinner or anything like that. It is a dessert.
Yeah, so they set up a dessert area in the viewing area seating. Of World of Color. Mm-hmm. And their seating, which is important because when you're in Disneyland and California Adventure, you walk a lot.
Disneyland Resort, how about let's do that.
You walk a lot and your feet hurt and your back hurts and your bones hurt and your toes hurt. And your hair hurts a little bit. I don't know. Everything hurts. Yeah. And when you sit down, it feels really nice. Yes. So
this is $89 US per guest.
Which sounds very expensive.
But
you get to sit down.
Not only that. So you have, it's kind of like a tray of, I saw different pictures and it kind of varies. And there's like some fruits and some desserts and some cheeses. But you have two alcoholic beverages is included in this as well. For all adults 21 and over.
Two. Oh.
So I always thought it was one.
Are we booking this?
I had heard before it was one. But then I also heard the price was lower. So it sounds like that is old information. Price is a little higher now, but now you get two drinks. There's also unlimited soft drinks and bottled water. And the seating is, it's either a table with folding chairs or it's like higher up because there's like levels of it, right? Yeah. And the higher up ones is like the bar height. And that's kind of director chairs as well.
Yeah. So if you don't know, World of Color is kind of like on the other side of the boardwalk and there's some places you can stand. If you're right up front, you're in like the splash zone. That's where we saw World of Color on opening day, actually.
Yes, that's true. The first show, not even only the first night back, was the first show back for World of Color. That was really cool.
We walked right into that one. That was
really
cool. But World of Color also has a virtual queue.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the debate is buying the dinner packet, the dessert package worth it, because if you're quick enough, you can reserve a spot on your app without paying anything.
And there's even standby.
There is also standby. Mm-hmm. There's standby for everything. You're not going to get as good a seat. You're not going to be able to see as well. So who knows?
And there is a debate.
And you have to wait longer. Like, who knows, right?
There is a debate, especially because it's quite expensive and it's not like a meal. The other ones we're looking at are like dinners or lunches. Because
they used to do a dining package at Carthay Circle and Lamplight for World of Color, but they don't.
I feel like there was a Lamplight one as well.
Because like you used to be able to sit in Lamplight because that's on like the outside of Lamplight is in the pond or whatever.
It's by the water.
So you would be able to sit there and watch World of Color from a different angle. Because some people stand on the bridge by Lamplight and watch World of Color as well. That's not the official viewing area, but you can see most of the show.
Yeah, and your cast members may tell you to move along, but
No, they do have standing.
Do they have standing?
Yeah, I remember when we watched it, there was people standing on the bridge for sure. They didn't get moved.
But yes, they only have the dessert party now. We are not currently booked into the dessert party. You may decide to change that.
Well, two boozy drinks, I know.
Right?
You said the magic words.
So, and I'm not sure that this is a holiday show when we're there. So in the past, you know, the desserts and things have like matched that a little bit more. I saw someone say, well, it was like a boozy hot chocolate or something like that. A
lot of peppermint, probably.
Probably. Yeah. The details about that haven't come out yet.
Right. So who knows?
But yeah, that's kind of your option on that side. People who do it tend to like it. I've heard pretty positive reviews. However, you do have to stomach that price tag because it is spendy.
What? Disney expensive? Yeah,
well, there is that too.
No.
So it is, that's a personal one. Like there are certain things that people like recommend or not recommend. And this is one that is a giant question mark, basically.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the disposable income and you don't want to waste your time trying to get standby or try and hit the button on your app at the right time for the virtual queue, so then it could be worth it. I don't know.
It is important to note as well that I believe it's an hour before Fantasmic starts is when you go, because it's not like you're supposed to have your, it's the dessert party during it, so you're supposed to be seated and have stuff before the show starts. So you're still getting there early, but you're getting to your seat early with your treats early. Like, do you know what I mean? It's still, it might take the same amount of time, but you're not like standing, you know, it's
you
different.
You get to sit down. Yeah. Which
with
is
a boozy drink.
Probably worth its weight in gold, let me tell you. I still remember the pain in my lower back on day three.
You're very tall.
Day three of five.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay, so we also have, let's head over to Fantasmic now, because when we talk dining packages, this is where most people think about.
Yes, and for most importantly, there is no virtual queue for Fantasmic.
Right.
There is standby.
Yeah.
But you aren't guaranteed anything with it, so.
No, so you have three different options for Fantasmic. Two are dining packages, and one is the on-the-go package. Let's talk dining first.
Okay.
Okay, so your two options are either Riverbell Terrace or Blue Bayou Restaurant. Either one is, I think, lunch or dinner, although while we're there, I think Riverbell is only dinner options.
Oh, okay.
For the dining.
Interesting.
So I'm not sure how that varies. If you know, you can let us know.
I'm not sure exactly how that works, but there is two showings of Fantasmic, and when you book your reservation,
yes,
influences which show, because like
totally.
They have the dinner pack, they have the packages for both showings, but your like if you have an earlier reservation, you get the earlier showing, which for Fantasmic is a bonus because you can see the fireworks.
Yeah, that is important.
After the first showing, which they don't do the fireworks after the second showing.
So which one do you want to talk about first, Riverbell or Fantasmic?
Okay,
Blue Bayou. Sorry.
Let's talk about Riverbell.
Okay, so Riverbell is dinner. So enjoy your dinner and the evening's first performance of Fantasmic.
Okay, so they only...
And it's a premium package. It's from your table on the outdoor patio.
So you sit down in Riverbell to watch Fantasmic.
There's two options. I'm not quite done yet. Okay, so there's the premium package, is your table on the outdoor patio. You can choose from the regular menu or the special items offered only to Fantasmic dining package guests.
Ooh, special.
The package pricing for the premium, which is the one where you're seated on the patio, is $75 per adult or $45 per child aged 3 to 9, plus tax and tip. And your time is a 7:15 dining reservation.
Okay.
Okay. Riverbell Terrace, you can also do the standard package. And this one is for lunch or dinner.
And that gives you a reserved seating.
Yes. This one you receive a voucher admitting you to a separate reserved viewing location for one of the two. So this is what you were talking about. The same thing with Blue Bayou, where your time is going to determine which one
you
go to.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. And this one, again, there's a special item offered only to the dining package guests or the regular menu. And this one, the package pricing for either lunch or dinner, regardless, is $50 an adult, U.S. dollars an adult, or $30 U.S. for a child. The times for this is starting at 11 a.m. for lunch and 4 p.m. for dinner, which is...
It's more wide open. I'm surprised that you can see Fantasmic that well from the Riverbell.
Apparently. Must be
seeing.
High enough.
Interesting. Because we walked through Riverbell Terrace by accident, and it was not that close to the Rivers of America where Fantasmic takes place.
Must be a special place. I don't know.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Interesting.
All right. Blue Bayou. Enjoy your lunch or dinner and receive a voucher admitting you to a separate reserve viewing location for Fantasmic that evening. You can choose from the regular menu or from special items offered only to Fantasmic dining package guests.
Oh, you can choose both.
That's what it says.
Interesting. Because I thought it was just they do have a prefix menu for Blue Bayou, and I assume Riverbell Terrace as well.
Right.
You can also order off of that. That's interesting.
Yes. So my sister, her fiance, and my mom were just there.
And you can upgrade.
That's what they did.
If there's availability. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what they did. So this one, the menu or like the meal, there are always three courses. So there's your starter and your main, but you also have a dessert. Like, so that is included.
Mm-hmm.
And Blue Bayou also mentions a non-alcoholic drink.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure, like, I don't have the menu laying.
Because
here.
It is important to mention that Blue Bayou now does serve alcohol, exactly. Which it did not before COVID.
So I'm not sure if that's, like, you can choose this or if it's included, because it isn't worded quite right.
Right.
It says delectable offerings include.
And the thing I noted about these dining packages for Fantasmic, there is separate sections for each one.
Yeah, so I just want to say the price for Blue Bayou first. Okay. It's because this is expensive. This is your spendy one. For lunch or dinner, it's $89 per guest.
Because, I mean, Blue Bayou is expensive.
Yeah, anyway. It's true. And $35 for children. So your price difference for child is different.
I'm 9 years old.
What? Do you know what's interesting to me, though?
Did that work? No?
So good.
Okay.
Your Blue Bayou is cheaper for children for the premium, but more expensive for adults. So I'm like, what's the size? So this might be interesting if you're a parent and you're planning to go. I feel like that's important information
to
have.
Well, because I think it is interesting, but like if you eat at the Blue Bayou, you get that whole Blue Bayou experience as well, right? Like, I don't know. Anyway, so like I was saying, for these vouchers, and we'll talk about the third one, Hungry Bear, after.
Yeah.
Each one has their own section.
Yes.
Blue Bayou vouchers are going to get the best seats. They're in the center.
Yeah.
They have a good view. River Bell and the Hungry Bear, which we're going to talk about, are off to the side.
Right.
And
other than the premium for River Bell, of course. For the
standard
River Bell.
The standard vouchers I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They're off to the side, so that there is separate queues for that. And that might influence your decision as well.
True. Okay. You want to talk about the last one?
Yes. Go to Hungry Bear. This is Hungry Bear on the go.
Yeah, so this one is different. If you just look up Fantasmic Dining Packages, this isn't going to show up. It is an on the go. It's a different type of package. So this is, before your arrival day, you book a meal pickup time because it's an on the go. So you go to Hungry Bear restaurant where you take an order from the menu, from like a specific menu, sorry. And there's like an entree and some side dishes and so on and so forth.
And they basically pack you like a picnic lunch.
Yeah. And you can enjoy it there. Like they have tables
they have
there.
Seasons,
yeah.
But you can,
you can eat it on the go, hence the name.
Yeah. Is anywhere you can find a seat, basically. Yeah.
So, and this one has specific times. So meal pickup times are normally available for between 3 and 8:30. Anything from 3 to 6:45 is automatically the first showing. Anything from 7 to 8:30 is automatically the second showing. And that is important because, like you mentioned, if you want to be trying to time it with, like, fireworks or
yes.
other things.
So you'll have a spot for Fantasmic either way, but they do do the fireworks show after
with the projections.
After the first Fantasmic.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have the fountains going.
Yes.
And put the projections on those from the seat. So you won't have to, like, go back to Main Street or anything to see. You'll see most of the fireworks.
We actually
from
saw
that spot.
A bit of the fireworks on our way to Haunted Mansion that were being
just like out of the flu. Mm-hmm. You get a pretty good view. Like you see this, you're like on the side of the castle and stuff, but you get basically the full show there, and I think that's a good double feature.
Oh yeah,
basically.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
So this one is the least expensive of your options, and this one is $30 per adult or $20 per child, age 3 to 9.
And you get food.
Yep.
You get your seat for the show, and it's basically the same level of view as you get with the River Bell.
Yep.
Not the premium one,
no,
the standard.
The
standard River Bell, where you just eat at River Bell and then get a voucher.
Right.
Your view is about the same.
So this is a very popular one for people who maybe want to save a little bit of money.
It's cheaper. You still get food.
Yep. This one has, like, the least fancy food, of course. But if you're just like, I want to grab some food. So anyway, let's just, this is the one we're doing.
Yeah. If you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this one because it's the best value. You still get food because you have to eat anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you get a reserve spot and you're still going to get it. Like, it's apparently a very good view.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll talk about it when we come back and see if it actually is.
Review it a little bit.
But I think this is probably the way to go. Unless you really want to go to Blue Bayou anyway, then that, like, you'll have the premium everything.
Right.
I'm very suspect of the premium Riverbell one.
Mm-hmm.
Because Riverbell's far away from the rivers of America, so I don't know how good the view is.
I don't know.
I would be suspect of that. But hey, if you want to risk it, or if you've done it,
let us know what you think. So it used to be that Blue Bayou and Riverbell, you had to order off the main menu. But I'm on the official website right now, and it says, you know, either or. So
interesting. Yeah, they used to have a prefix menu, and it was like a three-course meal or whatever, and you'd order that. But I guess they've changed.
I guess so. So Hungry Bear, though, like you said, you're still eating. It says, prepare for deliciousness to go. You choose from entrees like salmon, barbecue chicken, St. Louis-style barbecue ribs, and plant-based skewers. Each main course includes mashed potatoes, honey-glazed carrots, and cornbread. It's very picnicky.
Yeah, but that sounds like legit food.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
And you can also order, like, a funnel cake or something.
Well,
on the side.
You can order other stuff too, of course. So anyway, that's interesting.
I thought about this a lot. I want a funnel cake from Hungry
Bear. Okay, that's fair. Well, we're gonna see, because they often will do seasonal funnel cakes. So
exactly. I don't want any peppermint.
It's
nonsense.
Probably gingerbread. I think last year was gingerbread.
Yeah, gingerbread. I could do gingerbread. Yeah, I could do gingerbread.
I'd have to double check. Or maybe it was the year before. I don't know. Anyway,
honey gingerbread would be good, and that would
be
Hungry
they
Bear.
Did. Yeah, they did honey before, which is really good, but they also have done pumpkin, which I know I would love, you would dislike.
No, pumpkin. It's not spooky season anymore. That's the only bad part of spooky season is pumpkin.
No, but pumpkin is good all the time.
No.
So anyway, we are excited. We're going to try this out. We have heard good things about Riverbell food, and we are going to Blue Bayou, but we're just going to Blue Bayou.
And this is just a really, really good example of why it's so good to plan ahead when you're heading to Disneyland. Yeah. So things like these dining packages and just regular reservations are really important.
Yeah, like it depends on where, if you care about that, about like eating in certain places. So last time we only had one reservation. We had a reservation for Goofy's Kitchen. Because we wanted to do a character meal.
Which is at Disneyland Hotel.
And we were staying
at
Disneyland Hotel. So that was fine. But this time we said, okay, we want to try eating at different places, because last time the focus was on food and wine, and we want to try all these different places. So we made the point to set the alarms and get up early, or, you know, pause and getting ready for work, depending on which day it was. And we were on, and we booked reservations, including what is like going to be some potentially very busy days. We were able to get all the reservations we wanted.
Yes. So so if you're looking for regular reservations or a dining package or anything, it's 60 days out.
Yeah.
At 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Right. And for these dining packages, reservations are strongly encouraged.
Oh, yeah.
If not 100% required, just depending on how busy it is when you go.
They might not sell out 60 days out, but like 59, you're going to be hard pressed to get them.
Well, especially if you want maybe you want to go to a specific showing or something like that.
It, 59, 58, like if you're not on top of this, you're not getting them.
Well, you can, but if
maybe in shoulder season or something,
or
like that.
Or if you're like not, if you're not going to be upset about not doing it, then it's totally up to you. You can do like my sister, they had great luck,
right?
And that totally worked out, because people do cancel and things
there
like
is
that.
Cancellation,
they do
for
apparently
sure.
keep back some
yes.
some spots,
mm-hmm.
but you like if you, it's something you really want to do, then like. Just like everything else, you make it a priority. So we are going to do the Hungry Bear on the go package. I'm excited to report back. This is, like you said, definitely like
we're doing this on New Year's Day
yes,
as well.
Yes.
January 1st.
Yes. So we thought Fantasmic would be a great way to ring in the new year.
I will. Well, we're going to be in in Disneyland on New Year's Eve as well, so yep. I probably won't be hungover like I am most New Year's days. But yeah, I think it'll be a good way to ring in the new year.
I think so too. That's kind of what we were thinking. Yeah. And New Year's Day is notoriously less busy than
New Year's Eve.
Well, New Year's Eve is one of the most busy times of the entire year.
I'm curious to see just how busy it is.
Well, especially, but this is going to be different because of the annual pass situation. Anyway, we're going off on a tangent right now, but we're going New Year's Day. We're going to do the on the go. I'm excited.
Did you want to run through all the reservations that we've made?
Sure. We're talking about reservations. Why not? Okay. Well, actually, we actually have, before we get to Disney, we have reservations, speaking of fried chicken, for Knott's Berry Farm.
We sure do.
We are going to be going to Knott's Berry Farm, kind of like in the middle of our trip. Our season's passes are still good. They run out shortly after that.
two days later.
Yeah, very nice. So we are going to be using them, and we have dinner reservations for fried chicken. Fried chicken dinners at
Mrs. Knott's Fried Chicken Dinner Place. Yeah, so I'm very much looking forward to that. I like Knott's. I think Knott's is super underrated.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see. They have put in some changes. So anyway, I'm curious to report back to that. Oh, just about like, well, because the
what changes?
Oh, just like you can't have bags anymore, and you can't. Oh, have, like... yes,
okay, yeah, because we are going to be there on a Friday, so the chaperone policy is going to be in effect, and yeah, you can't even take, like, they have really strict things restrictions on bags. You didn't have a lounge fly last time.
I did one of the days. We went 2 days. Okay. And one day I had a lounge fly, and the other day I didn't.
But, like, basically anything bigger than a fanny pack, they're
you're out of luck.
Can't bring that in.
So I'm not sure how strict they are about enforcing that, but, I mean, obviously we try and play by the rules.
We will bring fanny packs.
Yeah, which is fine, but I'm curious to see kind of the vibe. That's our first, well, that's not our first, that's our non-Disney reservation.
Okay. Yes. Boysenberry pie, and boysenberry beer, and boysenberry butter.
On the biscuits. There's a lot of bees.
Yeah, boysenberry. Boysenberry.
So yeah, I'm excited about that, and I'm excited to see what they do for the holiday season as well, because it's supposed to be pretty cool. And it's interesting, because we're going to be there after Christmas, but still during the holiday season.
I'm very curious to see what all, like, both parks do for after Christmas, but still holiday, like, that week, that weird week between Christmas and New Year's where time doesn't matter.
It's a turkey coma week.
Are they still going to do Christmas stuff? Like, Knott's is supposed to have cool old-timey Christmas stuff. I want to see that.
Yeah, I'm
hopeful. But
it's
after Christmas, so are they going to be like, nah, we'll just... pretend it's New Year. I don't know.
Yeah, see,
I'm very curious.
I'm very curious, and like, we're pretty easygoing about that. We're just excited. Knott's is bonus for us.
Yeah, it is. Okay, it's free. We have the season's pass from the summer. It's awesome.
Our other reservations is we actually, you know, like this was a bit of a surprise because we on a whim you checked, and our arrival date, we're just kind of doing like a Downtown Disney date. We're gonna get our magic bands.
This was not 60 days before. No. This was on like 57 days before or something like that. Yes,
we have reservations for Storytellers, which I'm very excited about,
because we weren't sure. We're getting in pretty early on our first day. We weren't sure if we're gonna like go do a half day at Knott's because we have the season's pass, or just go check out Downtown Disney.
So we decided to go Downtown Disney because we're like, well, we want to go get our magic bands.
We do want to get our magic bands so we can get those charged
up. And then we thought it'd be kind of cool to maybe do some shopping then. And like wandering around and seeing the Downtown Disney area, because we won't really have time to do that any other time.
Right, yeah.
And then, you were able to snag Storyteller.
Well, I was like, well, then we should book a reservation for Downtown Disney. And I was like, wait. Storyteller, that's a good place. It's all you
can
eat.
And we've never been.
Never been to the Grand Californian. I have never been to the
Grand Californian. I wandered through the lobby once. It's cool because they have like a gingerbread display.
Yeah, they have a whole Christmas display in there. And like it's like a whole lodge.
It's very pretty,
At the best of times. So it'll be really good at the holidays.
But I've never eaten at Storytellers. And I've heard that of all the character dining, it's the best food. So that's pretty exciting, especially for like a travel day when we're kind of like,
yeah, and it's It's very reasonable. It'll be a good way to stock up on calories before we go for a week.
Yeah, and we were trying, well, maybe we'll like go for a drink or something like that. And yeah, just kind of take a casual, more casual day. We would have just celebrated Christmas. It'll be like weird timing. Our sleep schedule will be all wonky. Oh, so yes. It's probably, that'll probably be nice to go in and just eat our fill and then go pass out, basically.
Yeah.
So that's reservation number one. That's our non-park reservation, I guess.
Yeah, it's outside of the parks.
And I'm excited to do more character dining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how festive Mickey and friends can be at the Grand Californian.
So which one is next?
So then the next day is our first day in the parks, and we have no reservations.
Nope. No, we didn't want any that day.
Because we're going to go hard, and we're going to see Jack Skellington, the Haunted Mansion, and we're going to see the Small World Holiday.
Yeah, we are.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
We'll see if there's time.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Nice reference, but we're going to do it.
Yeah. But yeah, so no reservations that day. We'll eat some churros or something.
I don't know. It's all
churros.
Churros.
Peppermint churros.
Probably, although they haven't said the menus, and I really want to know. Okay, by the time this comes out, menus will be announced, so it's fine. It's probably by the time we're done recording. Honestly,
Who knows?
Anyway, maybe we'll check out some of the booths. Like we do have park hoppers all our days.
Yep.
We're going to take a picture in front of the Christmas tree. Like, it's going to be a thing.
Yeah, we're going to do lots of rides on that first day because it's going to be probably one of the least busy days that we're there. So yeah, we're going to try and get in
people
as
will
much
also
as we
be
can.
In turkey comas.
Yeah.
But on the 28th, we have reservations. We have two reservations.
We do.
So this one is this day we're starting at DCA, and we have reservations for Lamplight. This is exciting.
You've never eaten at Lamplight?
Neither of you.
Oh, wow. Of course not. I've not been to Disneyland like 17 times, so.
But no, I've never eaten at Lamplight. And just casually, I mean, we talk about Disneyland a lot, even when we're not planning a trip, obviously. But you mentioned, and now that I think about it, I realize you had already booked this trip.
I was being a little sneaky.
But we were talking about restaurants and things like that.
I thought I was going to have to book all these reservations myself because I wasn't sure when I was going to pop the surprise. And I was like, well, if you had to go to one restaurant only, what would you pick?
Yeah.
Thinking face.
So we had a discussion.
It worked really well,
it.
By the way.
Yeah.
She had no idea.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. When I did find out, I cried. So, you know. But we have reservations to the two places that we suggested, that we both had talked about. One of them is Lamplight, because it looks really cool. It's supposed to have, like, fun drinks. I'm going to investigate the secret menu a little bit, because that's what they always say. Order off the secret menu.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna like, do a little bit of research, I think. That's
apparently,
fun.
We're not celebrating anything special while we're there, unfortunately. Yeah. So we're not in a big group, so we're not getting in the secret room.
No.
Which is the coolest part of Lamplight, but
that's okay. I'm really excited, and I think it's going to be, like, high energy, and it's going to be, like, a really fun.
It's got really cool decor because Lamplight is
Pixar.
It's all Pixar and like concept art and
focused on the animators.
Yeah, it's great and it has really really good food from every review I've seen.
So you're gonna have to decide though if you want lobster nachos because that's the number one thing to get there. I don't eat lobster, but I'm willing to like have some nachos and leave you the lobster chunks.
I love seafood. Lobster, I think, and you can send all your hate mail to us, but I think lobster's a little overrated.
Oh,
as a seafood.
Okay.
I don't hate lobster, but I think it's a little crab is the way to go. Crab
well,
is the top.
Lobster nachos are the famous thing, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sold on lobster nachos.
That's cool.
But there is a lot of good. Well, I'm jealous because we're not going to be there during Halloween season. Mm. They had a lot of good spicy ghost pepper dishes there.
They did.
For Halloween season, and that would be right up my alley.
Yeah. So we're going to eat there. That's kind of like late afternoon, early evening. And then we actually also have reservations that night at Oga's.
You got to get reservations for Oga's. That
you can do walk-in.
If you're taking nothing away from this episode.
Oh.
Get reservations for Oga's.
You can do walk-up.
Well, you can.
Because there were no reservations available last time. We did walk-up. It was totally fine.
It was fine, but save yourself the stress.
Yeah.
Ogas is something you can't miss.
That's the thing. And so when we say do reservations, if you don't want to miss something, it's worth it to do it just to avoid the question if you're going to do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Then we just know to show up at 9:15,
mm-hmm.
and we're going into Ogas.
And the thing with Ogas is walk-up will be only the stand-up tables.
Right.
Reservations, mm-hmm. you might get a sit-down booth, mm-hmm. and you can pretend you're Han Solo in the cantina.
I'm shooting first.
Yeah. Well, obviously you would be shooting first if you're Han Solo.
So that
there's no McClunky going on around here.
Correct. that day... You're debating building a lightsaber.
I am. And you're debating building a droid.
I'm debating building a droid.
It depends on how much cocktails we have at yep. Ogas, basically. Yep.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
Or before Ogas. Mm. That's like a good night to do it. Anyway, I love Galaxy's Edge at night.
You would be able
to do walk up quite late at night, no problem. Probably no problem.
Most days, yeah. Yes.
But we wanted to know what time. We wanted to have a plan. We didn't want time to get away from us. So, yeah, we're going to Ogas later that night. So, Lamplight and Ogas. The next day is
busy,
the 29th.
Busy day that
very
day.
Very true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The next day is the 29th, and that is our day when we have reservations. We don't have reservations anywhere.
No, that's a no.
I lied.
That's a no reservation day.
Yeah, we had booked, and this is the other thing you can do because it's 60 days out. I had booked reservations for Blue Bayou.
Good pro tip. Mm-hmm. You can book reservations. They'll charge your card like 10 cents or something just to check to see if it works.
Yeah.
And if you cancel, then it doesn't matter. They go, okay.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, we wanted to get, well, spoiler, for New Year's Eve, we have reservations for Blue Bayou. And we knew New Year's Eve is notoriously the busiest day of the year. So I said, well, I'm not sure if we'll get reservations. Let's book them this day because that was the other place we said we really wanted to try going to. I've been once before. You've never been.
Never been. Nope.
And I feel like that's an experience. So we had booked. But yes, you can go feel free to cancel.
Yeah. Canceling. No charge. It's all good.
All good. Which we did. And then we have Knott's Berry Farm. But then New Year's Eve, we do have reservations at Blue Bayou. We have them for like an early supper.
Because that's what you're able to get.
Because literally they went so fast. Yeah. It was the craziest out of all of the gettings.
So that's the thing. When you're looking at your list of where you want to go, not everything's created equal.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Bayou goes within 30 seconds.
If.
It's gone in a flash. The other one that's really hard to get, Ogas.
Yeah.
Ogas Cantina.
Ooh, and Trader Sam's.
Goes really fast, and then out of the park, Trader Sam's is not a huge place.
No, and that's why it goes so fast.
So it goes really fast, mm-hmm. but the other places you don't have to be quite on right at the crack of dawn.
Generally, unless you want a specific time.
Time, but they're a little easier to get reservations for those places.
Blue Bayou was very difficult
to get.
Very
difficult.
We are not doing the Blue Bayou dining package. We wanted to have dinner at Blue Bayou. So the other thing is we're going to go a little bit early, be willing to wait a little bit, hopefully get as close to the water as we can.
Yeah, we're gonna try and be a little bit of squeaky wheels because this is an expensive place.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
we're not gonna be rude about it.
No, no.
We're gonna treat the cast members really good.
And we understand everyone wants to be by the water, but not everyone asks. So.
Yeah, and we're just two people, and they have small two people tables, whatever.
And we're willing to wait a little bit.
And just get that full pirates flyby experience, I guess.
Yeah. And then, like we said, the first, which is our last day, like we fly home the next day, doing
the Hungry Bear
with Fantasmic. Yeah.
And in between all of this, which is why we have a couple days with no reservations, there's the whole holiday festival going on.
And this is
going
to be crazy.
In DCA.
Because last time there was food festival, we didn't do almost anything else.
there's a lot of food on these food festivals. And yeah, it's going to take up a lot of space, especially there's Wakanda food.
Isn't that cool?
I need some Wakanda food in my face.
So cool. Anything else to add? It was kind of cool. We bonus talked about our reservations.
I felt like that was appropriate. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Anything else to add about dining packages or anything like that? I'm excited to report back. That's what I'm adding.
I think they're a good deal, and I think planning ahead is rewarded.
We said that we're going to be talking more about planning stuff periodically. I've been asked, can you just go to Disney without anything planned and still have a good time? 100%. But it's the same thing as if you're planning any other vacation. We went to Amsterdam before the pandemic, and people were like, ooh, you need to go to the Anne Frank house. We had researched that and knew you now needed reservations. This was in 2019?
Yes, 2019.
In 2019, you needed reservations then. A lot of people who had been the year or two before didn't. There were people showing up all the time who would like had their heart set on going to the Anne Frank house, and they did not get to go because they did not have reservations. So a little bit of research in advance. If you there's something you don't want to miss out on,
yeah,
just look it up. Don't assume anything.
Plan ahead as much as you want. Like,
well, that's it. So for some people, it stresses them out to plan ahead. For me, it stresses me out to be like, I want to do this, but I don't know if I'll get to do it. If you don't care, if you're like, whatever, I'll grab food whenever, then don't care. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
100% fine.
You're never going to go hungry.
God, no.
You're never going to go hungry in Disneyland. There are lots of places to eat.
And good places.
Mobile order is fantastic. Yeah. So you have to plan ahead a little bit for mobile order, but not 60 days.
Yeah, well, exactly. And even then, there's like, you have options.
There's always walk up as well.
Yeah, you have options. So plan as much or as little as you want, but if you're not planning, don't get disappointed when you can't do certain things.
Exactly.
Is basically it. Just like if you are someone like us, we are planners.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think that's half the fun for me.
Oh, yeah. No, I love planning.
No judgment on anybody else, but I...
No, we really enjoy it. It's part of our vacation.
Planning.
Yeah, part of our vacation for sure. But yeah, like you don't get disappointed because of our personalities. We would never get disappointed about being like, oh, we can't just like take off and go do something because we have these other things. Well, we wouldn't do that anyway, but...
Well, like, just for example, we have a couple days where we don't have any plans, and that's where we're going to play it by ear. So we do a little bit of both.
Yep, and exactly. So just if something's important to you, book it. And I highly recommend dining packages being booked in advance.
Yeah, for the shows, the dining package is a good way to make sure that you're going to see that if you're only there a day or two. Like, we have the 5-day park hopper, so we have a little bit more flexibility that way. But if you're only in Disneyland one day.
Yeah.
Oh,
and do note that with weather is a question.
Especially for the fireworks.
Yeah. Speaking of my sister, they saw Fantasmic and it was raining and everything went through Fantasmic, but the fireworks would have been affected by rain.
Yeah, fireworks are very temperamental for weather.
Slight breeze.
Phantasmic, not so much.
Yeah, but they
World
still
of
will.
Color, not so much. But yeah, fireworks are... Southern California, you generally has pretty good weather.
Oh, yeah.
But you never know.
And they reserve the right to cancel because of inclement weather.
Mm-hmm.
So just they don't want to burn
the
that.
They don't want to burn the castle
Nobody
down.
Nobody wants them to burn the castle down.
Ow!
No, you don't.
I don't know. Kind of.
No, you don't. That's not even funny.
Did you see the barge in Epcot?
I did.
Burnt down? Yeah.
I did.
Kind of an interesting show.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
All right. So that's our show for this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website. Our website is disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. There you can also find a link to our social media accounts, as well as ways to email us. We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
For now.
Yeah, Twitter for now.
Thanks, Elon.
We are also on YouTube under Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, we'd really appreciate it if you did. It only takes a couple seconds, but means a lot to us. So next episode, we actually have our final...
Countdown.
Disneyland Land.
Land?
Disneyland Land.
It's a little land.
It's the littlest of the lands. It's the littlest of the Disneyland lands.
We're going to have to jump over to DCA.
We are jumping over to DCA.
Okay.
But we wanted to finish up Disneyland lands in this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are going to be talking about Critter Country. Well, I mean, we still have Toontown, but we're not going to talk about that till it reopens. Right now, it doesn't exist. So.
Toontown is Bruno.
Yeah, we don't talk about Bruno.
No.
No. No.
No. No. No. No. No.
No. So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh? I will stop talking.